You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more.
Wait, who is my boss? Now Regina is gone.
You're listening to My First Time, a miniseries from The Ensemblist, the only podcast that shows you Broadway from the inside out. Welcome, I'm Mo Brady. Welcome back to My First Time, where we talk to stars who made their Broadway debuts in the ensemble to talk about why that experience helped shape them as an artist. If there was a breakout star from last year's Broadway season, it would undeniably be Ashley Park. Her portrayal of the hilarious and lovable Gretchen Wieners in Mean Girls earned Park nominations for 7 separate theater awards last season. But as I found out when I sat down to speak with her, those lovable and hilarious qualities are ones that she also portrayed in her first Broadway outing 5 years earlier, when she was an ensemble member in Mamma Mia during the show's 12th year on Broadway. Here's our conversation.
Hi.
How are you, Ashley?
I'm good.
Will you introduce yourself and tell us when you made your Broadway debut?
Yes. I'm Ashley Park, and I made my Broadway debut in 2014. February, 2014.
The internet says February.
The internet is not always right, but in this case, I believe it. No, you know what? My put-in was on Valentine's Day, so yes.
Take us back to Ashley circa January 2014, or when did where were you when you got this audition notice? Like, what was going on in your life?
I was, I think I'd been in the city for 6 months now because I graduated in 2013. And I remember I was super sick. I had like the flu and I had like no voice. And the audition was for the day that I got back in a few days. Like, it was right after New Year's. And I was like, you know what? Like, I don't think I'm sick. I'm not going to be able to do it. I ended up going and I was still like a little bit sick, but it was the most fun audition. I'm so glad I went. Like, can you imagine if I hadn't gone? It was truly, and I hadn't said no to like any auditions, but I was just like, I'm so sick. Like, there's no way. And I was like, you know, just chug some vitamin C and go for it.
So what was the day? What did you do?
It was with Tara Rubin and Eric, and they were the best. I think it was so fun because I think we danced to a Rihanna song. Because, you know, Mamma Mia, by that point, I think it was there in their 12th year. Uh-huh. And so all their audition music, no one's going to make you dance to Super Trooper or Waterloo. So they would turn on like a current pop song and you would do a pop combo and like improv to that. I think we also had to, because the role I went in for, the track covered Allie as well, or some of the friends. So we did a couple of the scenes, but that was it. And then we sang. I wish I knew what I had sung. I think The Climb by Miley Cyrus. And I just like, you know what? I'm just going to push the tempo a little bit.
So all one day.
I think we were like at Pearl Studios. It was a small group of us. So it was super fun.
And you found out a couple days later that you would start when?
Within the next couple of weeks. You know, I'd never seen Mamma Mia or the movie. So I, of course, knew the songs, but I was actually supposed to leave the next week to start a play at the Long Wharf Theater. Logistics always are like such, you know, when it rains, it pours a little bit. And so I was like, I found out a couple days later that I was in my living room by myself and I got the call and I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah.
That's so, what was the rehearsal process like?
I'm so glad my first Broadway experience was me replacing in a long running show in the ensemble that understudied. Like, truly, it was just like, now I understand so much more of like the vocabulary and also the people. I mean, the people who taught me the show were Tony Gonzalez and Lauren Sambataro, who are the two dance captains. And I think the entire 8 months that I was in the show, or 7 months I was in the show, we had full company, 7 shows. Or like 6 shows, you know, because with a long-running show like that, everyone's always personal days, vacations, vacation swings, all this stuff. It's like a well-oiled machine. Mm-hmm. So I learned so many things that we aren't told in school. Like, a lot of people come into long-running shows, that's like their first gig. And like, to learn an entire mega mix with no other bodies except for one other body in the room is so funny. And I think that's what started my, like such a high respect for dance captains and swings, particularly just because they would be doing that with me all day, then go to their show at night. They don't, you know, they all both covered like so many tracks. And I was like, how are they just switching between people just to be my partner for every section? So that's what I learned with the stage manager and two dance captains in a rehearsal room.
And how long was the rehearsal process?
I got the part early January, and then my put in was mid-February. So I think I started a couple weeks after.
What was something surprising about doing the show?
Our workplace and the Broadway community is so much about the people and about the relationships with each other. And it's not that surprised me, but I guess it's just not something that I thought was going to be so at the core of everything that happens in a building. The different, even just learning what a call board is and how to ask for a personal day and like what the etiquette is. I think that's the thing that surprised me the most, and what I was so excited to learn was there's just certain Broadway etiquette. It's etiquette comes from like being polite or having respect and giving, you know, the importance of that is something that I learned.
What are your strongest memories of performing the show?
Truly, it's so cliche because it's like a lyric from the song, but Mom, it was the time of my life. Like truly, it was so fun. I think I remember mostly, this is so bad of me to say, for Mamma Mia, especially our tracks, I remember more of like the backstage happenings than if you like literally held a gun to my head and asked me to do the show right now, I couldn't do it. Mm-mm. And it's not because I was tuned out or anything like that. I think it's just because when I was on stage, I was so in it and I was so with everybody, and that I can't remember when did I even enter the stage? I'm trying to go through it in my head right now. I don't know.
So what do you remember about all that backstage stuff?
It was just great. I think I was lucky that I was dropped into a family environment I grew up in the Broadway world with. And so that's just something that I've adapted as a necessity, and also the backstage. I mean, we were just so silly. So silly all the time.
Well, it's a silly show.
Yeah, it's such a silly show. I think that's what it was. It's like you couldn't leave the audience and you and us, couldn't leave the show feeling like, I feel like it was a lot of people asked later on, do you wish that be your Broadway debut was like Tupped Him and the King and I, or do you wish it was something? And I always say, I feel like it was my freshman year. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to have freshman year of college so you can go into this new campus and mess up. That's where you're learning. It's a safe environment with no pressure where you can learn. And I felt like it was no pressure. It was all fun. Mm-hmm. But still, I also learned the value of in Mamma Mia, especially take the work seriously, but don't take yourself seriously at all. Mm-hmm. And that's just something that's really stuck with me. Because the show's not a serious show, but it's all rooted in heart. The show doesn't work if there's no heart behind the scenes. And, you know, I learned so much from being in a show with Judy McClain. She led that company with such heart. And I do angel cards before every show. And that's some,
What is that?
I have a little baggie, and they're little words of direction or intention for that day. Like peace or patience or light. I would now do this before every show that I have done since. And I take around this bag, and every cast member, every backstage person, conductor, whatever, will pick a word for the day. And it just is because, and Judy did it, I think, because especially in a long-running show, and when you're doing a show 8 times a week, just to have, sometimes you kind of just need a little purpose for that day. Sometimes it's just something that somebody needs in their life, or it's just, but also for me selfishly, it's a way for me to connect with everybody before we do this thing together on stage. And, you know, in other shows that I've done, my character is sometimes estranged from the rest of the cast on stage.
Tupped Him.
Yeah, Tupped Him for sure. And even the Plastics, we enter 15 minutes after everybody else and everything like that. And so it's really important for me to feel connected to the people on stage, especially with Tupped Him. It was narrating a 20-minute ballet with all the ensemble, but I haven't seen them the whole show. Mm-hmm. That doesn't feel right unless you've connected with them in some way. And also just because it gives you a chance to chat with everyone before, check in with everybody. But I loved when the fact that Judy would do that in the Broadhurst and go up all these stairs and then come down all these stairs and do that, I thought was such class and leadership and so genuine. And I remember how much it meant to me to get to interact with the lead of our show, how gracious she was. And I was that is something that I'm definitely going to carry on with me.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SuffsMusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
You mentioned, like, slipping up, messing up.
Oh, my God. memories? Oh, my gosh. Well, I mean, I learned, truly, Mamma Mia was, learned so many life lessons as well. There's one where the women in the dressing room, and I loved our ensemble dressing room. Like, that's something that I cherish so much is dressing room time. And in it, like, you know, people will like to have their quiet time in their dressing room and stuff like that. I would love social time. Mm-hmm. But one month we'd all be into like brown butter scrubs, and the other one we'd all be talking about Pilates and like whatever. You know, there's always like a little trend, and everybody would share and with each other. And one was the coconut oil. Like, everybody really got into coconut oil at one point, and I was like, I had no idea what that was. And people, we'd all put it over our bodies, and they would pull. You know what coconut oil pulling is, right? You like put it in your mouth and you rinse with it and you spit it out. So I'd watch these ladies like scoop this coconut oil, and I know, it's like, it's really good for your teeth and everything and your hair, but I thought they were eating it. So I went to Trader Joe's, I'll never forget, I got a jar of coconut oil, and I love the taste of coconut, and I ate like half a jar of it because I thought it was like, it was, because I thought it was.
How many calories are in a jar of coconut oil?
I think it's like coconut, right? I'm like, oh, it's healthy. And then that was the show where, so all of a sudden, midway through act one, I was like, well, that's weird. They're like, what did you do differently? And I was like, well, I had some coconut oil. And someone looked at the jar at intermission and was like, did you just get this today? And I was like, yeah, like everyone eats that much. And they're like, no, we're spitting it out. And so I had to call out that show. But I just remember being so scared. Like, I didn't even know you could call out a show mid-show. And I was like, no, I gotta do it. But like, now I know, like, don't eat that much coconut oil. But it truly, like, it's just, like, those kinds of life lessons that, like, have nothing to do with theater. But, like, yeah, I just feel like those women were so knowledgeable in that room. Like, some people were getting their master's, some were yoga teachers and everything. So I just felt like I was always learning something, which was really fun.
What was your favorite part of the show to perform?
Oh, the mega mix.
Yeah?
Come on. Yeah.
I mean, it looks like a marathon.
It's like interval training. It's like you have a 20-minute break off stage, and you're like, ooh, ah, ooh, like backstage. And then you come on in an outfit, and you just like go. It's like cardio crazy. Like, I remember doing the Today Show, like doing the Mega Mix in the Today Show. And it was so how random that I got to do that. Like, yeah. It was like their 12th year, and they're like, Broadway week, let's do Mamma Mia. It's Mother's Day. You know, but it was fun having my first Broadway experience be like not the high pressure. Like, the cool thing about it was I also got to see people who made like a life out of doing Mamma Mia. Like,
sure.
You know what I'm saying? Where it truly was, it's not like it was a second job or a day job, but like, they, especially in the ensemble, like they would be fine doing it for 5 to 7 years. You know, it was amazing. I was like, that's great. Like, you just put your kid through college because of this. Like, you really made a job out of it. And I like, that's a big thing that I learned there was realizing truly that Broadway could be work. You know, in college and before that, you do a show for like 4 days and like you're done. And like, what's the next show? Like, let's get cast in the next show. And it was really cool to be like, oh, this is a really stable job for some, you know, people.
What are some of the things that you take from working in the ensemble of a Broadway show that still feel applicable, still feel real when you're doing, you know, lead work on camera?
It's so funny to me, the word ensemble being used for a certain group of people in a show, because I absolutely think that every person who's part of a show, like a cast or company, is the ensemble, mm-hmm. especially with theater when you're, and in TV and film too. Like, if we're all really genuinely there to tell a story together, that's the definition of an ensemble. Mm-hmm. So I find myself always gravitating towards wanting to be part of the company, or like, really, I think I was always like the baby sister, and like now getting to step into the role of being like a peer or an older sister. I call them the G words, like graciousness, gratefulness, generosity, and being game are such like taboo words, and that people kind of all put them into the same category as just like, oh, be a good person, another G word. But I think they're all like super specific and they're super important. And I learned by example starting there. I also just learned how to have fun. Like, oh, it's so fun. I love there's nothing better than being in a huge dance number. I think that's why, honestly, like Mean Girls, a lot of the, like Gretchen became like the party girl, like in all the big party numbers, because that's just like how I am. And that is what brings me the most joy on stage, is just jumping around with everybody. And people can feel that. I think that what we were talking about earlier with theater being, it's really a sacred thing. I'll even use the word sacred for Mamma Mia, because when else are you going to get, you know, a collection of people to really just connect with each other. And I think that's what I really cared with me, especially into King and I, when it became much more serious and the part was a lot more demanding, like emotionally. But the only thing that got me through was really just having fun with people backstage and not taking myself seriously, not putting yourself above the work and above the company. That was the biggest thing I learned.
Special thanks to Ashley Park for sharing her stories with us this week. You can learn more about her and how to connect with her online by visiting our website, theensemblist.com. The Ensemblist was produced today by me, Mo Brady. You can help others find out about The Ensemblist by leaving us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. Honestly, it really does mean a lot. I'm seeing the numbers grow, and it is makes my heart happy. You can also follow us on Instagram to see the latest posts from our website. We have a lot of great new photo spreads coming out in June, so make sure to look for those there. Thanks for listening. Until next time.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.